Hello and welcome to another episode of Sweet Disposition, and this is what I can only call our sport edition.
All right, I'm colour commentator, Josh Barton.
We have got Josh back with us again for this sporty edition. And I don't know the reason for that is we have Ritter Sport Limited Edition Dark Chocolate with Peppermint.
Now, the Ritter Sport brand to me has always brought to mind kind of burly German tennis players.
Why is it sporty?
I don't know that I've ever eaten anything with Ritter Sport.
There's a certain Europeanness to Ritter, I think, to the Ritter brand.
I like the colouring on this, on the front of this.
It reminds me of skiing.
It's a bit festive, isn't it?
Yeah, like I don't know why. Well, I guess peppermint is Christmassy.
It's
cool. That's what the snowflake's for, because peppermint's got that kind of icy influence, hasn't it?
I'm excited by the front of it that it looks like it basically is just a bar form of an after eight mint.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gonna spooge out delicious.
I hope so.
Peppermint cream.
I love after eight. Shall I crack it open then?
Yep. Do the honors.
Oh, it's a nick pack.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Does that mean you're supposed to nick it?
Nick pack. Did break you pay here for this? To open? Break pay, what? Break
you,
what?
If you paid for this, you're
there's
doing
a,
it wrong.
There's a diagram.
So I'm supposed to go.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
I don't think a podcast is a particularly good way to
let me paint you a mind picture here. Sam basically broke the plastic pack in half and
it
broke the chocolate in half and the packaging in order to just share. Thank you.
So this is dark chocolate with a peppermint kind
right,
of
so,
candy.
Right, so let's go.
It's melting super fast.
Mmm.
Mmm.
It's good. Isn't
oh, yeah.
It? It's good peppermint cream because it's not like I think I've had peppermint cream before, like in a like a peppermint patty that's kind of like too cool almost.
Mm.
And it's like too cold in your mouth, it's almost like eating toothpaste.
Like
this is nicely tempered.
It's pretty identical to the after eight.
After eight, yeah.
Right?
You can get a pack of after eight.
Like munchies.
Yeah, like munchies, after eight. And if you put one of each in my mouth, I don't think I'd be able to tell the difference, but that is great because
I love those things.
I love those things.
Do you think that this kind of cream would go well with a milk chocolate, or you need that kind of darker?
I think you need dark.
No, you need the dark.
You definitely need the dark to offset the sweetness of the.
Because the cream is pretty sweet.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, Ritter Sport in general is weird.
How much do these cost out of interest? I mean,
I think that was about £1.30.
Really?
Because you are paying more. It's like I said, there's a certain European air, an air of Europeanness.
Yeah,
like it's the Ritter brand. Pack one that you would take with you if you were out hiking, or is that where the sport comes from?
I want to crack this open with a mug of cocoa, kind of après ski.
I get après ski from it.
Yeah,
with the packaging on the front.
I feel like
front.
I should be wearing some kind of woolly hat with a bobble on top to eat this.
And that can be arranged.
I should have some kind of giant mug of cocoa with giant marshmallows floating in it.
It's good. It is quality. It's a fine quality European chocolate made with natural ingredients.
But you know, I feel like the packaging is slightly at odds with the chocolate. I think that to class it up, they need to go with a matte packaging, a bit like the new Cadbury stuff has.
Yeah.
I think that matte packaging really does add like an air of class.
I don't know. I find this aesthetically pleasing, very aesthetically pleasing, more so than a bar of dairy milk.
But at the same time, I find the fact they've used like just photos on the front like cheapens it a bit. I want to see some kind of like, I don't know.
The goopy sauce kind of running out.
Yeah,
of it.
That's
I mean,
right.
Yeah, from this you don't know if it is kind of like a fondant filling.
Yeah,
or
it's hard to communicate like what it actually is without showing a photo, I suppose.
We're just kind of making it run out.
Because it might be, think it was more akin to a mint crisp, which has those chunks of mint in it.
I'm glad it's this one though. I hate to say with a refreshing peppermint filling, but again, I guess that could be anything.
Yeah.
It did jump out at me on the shelf of 100 or more in the luxury area of the chocolates. And I guess it was the colour of the packaging that stood out amongst a sea of cardboard and matte packaging.
I think that all of the Ritter different types of Ritter bars that you see are nice altogether. They're kind of like Pantone swatches.
Yeah.
You've got like the red classic one, and there's like a hazelnut one that's brown.
I like that it's square, but I wouldn't.
That's what makes it stand out, though.
Yeah, I like it. But I wouldn't buy it over what you said, those After Eight munchies.
No,
yeah.
They're a lot cheaper and you actually get a lot more. But overall, rating this on flavour, I mean, this for me is my favourite type of chocolate. So I'm going to give it an awesome out of 10.
Okay.
I'm going to give it 6 snowboards out of 10.
An A- from me.
Two thumbs up.